Yo, what up, it's your girl V Henny, man. You already know the vibes. Welcome to the Artistry, where we talk shit about music, entertainment, and the everyday struggles. And you know how we do, man, we always have a dope guest in the building. We have Brooklyn's own hip-hop artist, OG Jimmy.
What's good, what's the word?
Yeah, I don't have a budget, so... Yeah. What's good? How you feeling?
You know me. Living.
Welcome to my humble home. And, you know, I just want to say thank you for taking the time being here.
Appreciate you having me, for real.
Nah, that ass. Same here. I've been looking forward to having this sit down with you. I recently met you, but I've been watching your grind and your hustle, and you're doing dope shit, you know? So congratulations on everything.
Appreciate it.
I normally do a toast, but I know you're not a drinker, but you're the smoker, right? So we're going to still toast, all right? All
right, bet. Let's do this. I got my blunt.
You got your blunt? I got my poison. Let's do this. Ready? So we're toasting to you, all right? Let's do this.
Salute.
Yeah, that thing hit. Oh, man. Nah, but shout out to you. Last time I saw you, you performed for the pre-Rolling Loud.
Yeah.
Yes, that was the last time I saw you. I was actually listening to some of your music, and I was just like, damn, I like what I hear. So let's discuss how you began taking it seriously. And I know I learned that one of your first, like, sort of musical inspirations would be your father, correct?
That's a fact.
So let's talk about that. Like, how did that go? How did you go about him inspiring you and then you just taking music into, like, from a hobby into professionally?
My pops inspired me musically just off of every aspect with the... He, as a side hustle growing up, when I was a kid, he always sold CDs.
Okay.
Like, he'll make his own music, and he'll sell other artists' music as well.
Okay.
Reggae artists, soca artists. Mm. He'll have the little hip-hop artists for me and my brothers. But that was just because he knew me and my brothers like the hip-hop and stuff.
Okay, gotcha.
So he'll have a little couple hip-hop artist mixes and stuff like Lil Wayne and Birdman and stuff like that.
Okay.
But it was mostly the soca and the reggae and all those West Indian tunes.
Yeah. That's what's up. So you grew up more with the West Indian tunes opposed to hip-hop tunes, you would say?
Yeah, definitely. That and church music.
Really? Okay. So when did you fall in love with hip-hop?
I fell in love with hip-hop, I could say, watching Lil Bow Wow and Romeo.
Okay.
I fell in love with hip-hop.
Okay. Did you start it, like, at that given time? Like, did you pick up the pen and the paper? Or, like...
Nah,
ideally, what is it like?
It was like more of, I was just singing everybody else's music.
Okay.
Singing everybody else's music. Me picking up the pen and paper, I ain't really think about it. Because I had thought about it when my brother, he heard me doing little, like, saying little freestyles.
Okay.
Like, little stuff. Like, nothing crazy. Like, no, not even a full 8 bars. Like, a couple bars. And he'd be like, yo, that's fire.
Mm.
You feel me? My cousin, he wrote something for me. He is a producer. His name Young Brooklyn. He had wrote something for me. And I had tried to spit it. But it took us a whole 24 hours for me to even get the whole verse out and put it on the track.
Mm.
Like, to get the full record, because I wasn't feeling the bars. Like, I wasn't feeling it because it wasn't me.
Okay.
So, because somebody else wrote it. So, I wasn't really feeling it. So, that kind of, you feel me, laid off the music for a couple years. And then somebody told me one day, they was like, yo, you spin everybody else's music. Why you just don't make your own? Write your own.
Facts.
Me and my man's in the crib. My pops, he playing the beats.
Okay.
Because that's what my pops do. See, when I'm in the crib, my man's is over. My pops here come turn the whole set on. He a DJ. He got the whole turntables, everything. Mix the turntables, everything. Set the laptop up. He get the spinning and everything. You feel me?
Okay.
So he'll turn the beats on, get the mic out. You feel me? Let you rock out on the mic. That's what they do. They've been doing that since I was growing up. Him and his friends come over. My older brothers done did it. We recorded in the crib. My first track I recorded in the house.
Really? How old are you?
The first song I recorded, I say I was like 14, 13.
Okay. Was that the same song that you put out on SoundCloud?
Yeah.
Yes? So let's tap into that, because I learned, you know, you had a different name.
Yeah.
So you had Jay the King.
Yeah.
So I'm curious to knowing that when did you go about reinventing yourself from Jay the King to OG Jimmy?
Because like Jay the King, me and my cousin had came up with that name because he was like, yo, you got to come up with a rap name.
Okay.
You're going to make a song. And we had just came up with that name and we was going with it. But I wasn't really like on no, I was going outside telling people like, yo, my name's Jay the King.
Mm.
So it was like everybody was just calling me by my government name. One day I went to one of my man's, older man's crib. And he was like, yo, bro, how you going to be outside? And you got people calling you by your gov. If you do something, police going to know exactly who to come to.
When would you say you started taking music seriously? Because I know you kind of took music, you put music on hold due to personal reasonings. And, you know, obviously when you decided to come back and, you know, basically passion is power, you know. So you're allowing your passion to now fuel, you know, everything you're pursuing. So when would you say you started taking this seriously?
I felt like I got a sign from God.
Okay.
Trump became president.
Okay.
I remember this day. It was election day.
Were we talking about Trump? No, let me stop.
Trump became president, right? Mm-hmm. And it was a mix-up with paperwork. And I ended up losing my job. Not even losing my job. They just told me I couldn't work there for the moment.
Okay.
So I was like on like a, not even a suspension, but just like on a temporary leave. But I took that as I lost my job.
Uh-huh.
So I started... My man's designer, he started calling me, you know, really getting into tune with me rapping and stuff, like hearing little freestyles and stuff like that. So he started taking me serious. So one day he called me out for a show, and I did a show, and I performed a song that wasn't released or nothing.
Mm-hmm.
It was a song with me and my man's. It was called Yeah Yeah. It's out on SoundCloud now. But back when we performed it first in front of Sony PlayStation Theater, nobody knew the song. Nobody knew who we was. It was just designer. He loved the song. He played the song like 1,000 times. Every time he called me, he was playing the song.
Mm.
The whole time on the way to the show, after the show, he played the song. The whole time. And then it, like, for me to take it serious, it hit me. I seen like, I don't know if everybody around me wanted to take the music serious, but I felt like, me, I seen like what I felt that day and what I seen in the crowd and the feeling that I got from being on stage just let me know, like, yo, this is what I want to do forever. Mm. I want to do this forever.
You know what I love about music is that music is so, other than being universal, it's very therapeutic. You understand? Like, but the fact that it's therapeutic, and I say this, I'm mentioning this because I know when I've listened to your music, I've heard, like, or what I hear, the essence of your sound for me is like that pain. Like, I can hear your emotions. You understand? So I think that's the beauty to it that, you know, and since you're saying, like, this is what you want to do for life, you know, so do you feel like you putting in the work to get to, you know, that whole stability within your artistry?
I feel like when I'm doing my research and I learn about other great artists and I'm looking up and I'm doing research on other great artists that came before, that's coming before me, and they up and they strive and they went through their struggle. And as I look on, and I look through their struggle and stuff, I feel like, yeah, I am making the steps and I'm making all the moves.
Okay.
And I'm going through all the hardship, all the losses and all the wins and all getting through the places, the doors and stuff that I need to get to eventually to where God really want me to be.
So when you're saying you're going through the hardship, the challenges, right? Because I love speaking about this. Because a lot of people don't understand the, what is it? Like, the process that you as an independent go through. So what's a challenge you can say you're most proud of when it comes to OG Jimmy, the artist?
People gravitate towards me, you feel what I'm saying? And then, like, now, like, it's just, like, after the pandemic and all that, and I'm starting over, and I'm bringing, and I'm trying to gravitate and get everything back up to where we had it at, to where everybody knew who OG Jimmy was. I'm trying to get it back to that. And the hood basis, and I don't even want that no more. I just want the world to know me. I want to go out of state. I want to do shows out of state. I want to travel. I want to be around other people. I don't even, like, I don't even hang around people like that no more. Like, you see, when I go to a show, you feel me? I'm not really that person that's, like, going to sit there and be, you feel me? And I know people want me to be like that, but it's just, like, certain situations that happen in life, you feel me, that made me want to be, like, not to myself, but be on more conscious.
Gotcha.
You feel me? Your energies and...
So, learning that you decided to take music seriously, you know, like you said, like, in a sense where it's, like, you went from, you left the old Jimmy, you come, you know, you came back and you just starting off new, you understand? Like, in a sense. When you mentioned that you starting off new, I want to know, though, what made you stop?
What made me stop?
Yes.
Honestly, well, I finished high school.
Dope, dope, dope.
I had went back to high school. I had stopped going to high school for like 3 years.
Okay.
And I was going to drop out one day.
Uh-huh.
Because I was doing the music.
Okay.
I'm like, I'm going to put everything into the music. And I was good. The day I was going to drop out, my principal stopped me from dropping out. They talked me into staying. And I had 1 year left. They was like, yeah, you might as well just finish.
Yeah, yeah.
You got a couple credits. All you got to do is come to school to finish. That's all I did. Went to school. And I told myself the whole year, though, I said, once I finish school and mm-hmm. I got a diploma, backup plan.
Okay.
Because today and age, you need a backup plan.
Okay. Okay.
So once I got that backbone, mm-hmm. music, everything is going into music.
Mm.
All chips in. We throwing everything in.
So what's your backup plan now?
My backup plan now is if the music don't work, it's still I could get a job. I could do anything. I could go to college. I could get a job. I could be anything I want in the world.
Okay. I like that. I like that. So basically... It's like me, what I be telling people. I'm like, I have no backup plan. This is my alphabet. You know when you be like, well, I got plan B, plan C, whatever. Like, I feel like everything that I'm doing now, this is my plan B, this is my plan C, you know, like, so you just basically right now on some, just, you're going on 100.
I feel like, yeah, that's basically what I did. I basically said, I'm going to stop everything for a minute. I even cut my hair. I had cut my hair, started everything over. I said, I'm going to start everything all over fresh.
Mm.
We're going to do this. I'm going to get this done. And once I got this done, we got this backup plan. I ain't got to worry about this or nothing else. I could really put everything in the music and just say I'm all into this.
Okay. I do want to know, because when I was reading your bio, right, it stated that, like, obviously when you decided to take it serious, it stated that one of the steps was for you to learn to make, write music.
Facts.
So when saying that, right... Would elaborate on that, because I want to know, like, what do you mean write music? Was it that you was just only freestyling? Like, what exactly did you mean by that?
By write music was, I feel like music is stories. Mm-hmm. Every song is a story, and I couldn't. And I used to read books, right?
Okay.
And I like her books.
Mm.
But I couldn't put stories fully together.
Gotcha. Okay.
And I ain't going to say that I got it down pat. But when you listen to every song, every bar, any bar in any song that I got, I could tell you a story about the bar.
Gotcha.
I could tell you why the bar was wrote, why, what happened, what I thought about it. And it'd be out your mind. You'd probably be like, oh, this bar mean this. But it mean this.
That's what's up. What book you like? You talking about hook books. Let's talk about hook books.
Hook books. I like a book called Tyrell.
Okay.
It's part one and part two.
Okay.
And then I heard they got a part three, and I'm looking for it. I got to find that.
I don't know if I heard that.
It's about a kid in the Bronx. He was in a shelter with his mom's. Pops was in and out of jail. He ran away from home.
Okay.
Girlfriend thought she was the one. She was supposed to be a virgin.
Okay, gotcha.
Come to find out, she with another dude.
So bad for him.
Monster. You probably heard about Monster.
Yeah, I did.
Monster. Let me see. Shooter. Crack.
Okay.
Sounds
familiar. What's your favorite?
My favorite book, I would say, was this book called Raven.
That sounds familiar.
It's about this girl who's like living like this like fast life, but like, it's like she got like this dark part of her.
Okay.
But she's like in like real life, going to clubs and stuff, but like she keep having visions about this bird, and it comes to mean something in her life. Like it's gotcha. And it ends up being a raven, and it ends up symbolizing how she got a tattoo of a raven on her back.
Okay, okay, that's what's up. So you still be reading to this day?
Yeah, definitely.
Do you, other than her books, like, do you read other types of books or nah, not really?
Other than her books, I like to read, like, I be into documentaries and stuff.
Okay.
So I like to read documents and stuff on people and stuff like that.
Okay.
And I like to study on stuff like that. Like, because I'm more on, I hate when they tell us we can't do something. So I like to read up on why we can't do it.
Yeah, yeah. Nah, I get that. Trust me. It's always like that, though, right? But at the end of the day, you making them look stupid in a sense, right? You know, right. So that's what's up. I'm proud of the fact that you finished school. That was actually, I like that. And I say that because I dropped out, but I got my GD like right off the bat quickly. But like people don't realize that it's a struggle when you're trying to pursue the music or like pursue a goal, a career in a sense. And then, you know, like going back to school or having a 9-to-5, like it's a big challenge.
For me, I'm a realist. So I think this way, you feel me? You really can't run the streets and do music.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to have some type of sort of income when you're going to do music. So you feel what I'm saying? So what you want to do? You want to be out there on the block, hustling, trying to make a dollar so you can hit the studio? Or you rather just go get a 9-to-5 or something? You feel what I'm saying?
Okay.
And get you a Gucci 9-to-5 where you can actually survive off of it and support your goals, your career, and what you want to do, your passion.
Gotcha.
As well.
Knowing that you said that you read books, you did this, right, too, and it helped you with learning how to conduct a song, right? What's your writing process like then?
My writing process is like this. I could be in the shower. I could be looking at a box of juice. This interview right here make me come up with, you feel what I'm saying? Make me think of something, and I'm going to write about it.
Okay.
And that's how I come up with my stories. And I'm not one of them artists. Like, I could sit there and listen to a beat and write to the beat. Yeah, okay. I could do that. But when I'm coming up with real stories, all the songs that you like, that you heard and you like, when I'm coming up with those, it don't always come with the beat. Gotcha. Sometimes I'm writing first.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I'm thinking about something and I'm just like, let me jot this down.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm just adding to it because I got to add to it. I'm one of those, I got to go back. I start, if I'm doing it to a beat, I start to beat over every time I come up with a new line.
Okay.
Every time and start the, and do the whole and do the whole and spit the whole song back over, because everything gotta make sense. Everything gotta catch. Everything gotta grab. You gotta feel everything.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing can't be. I like to perfect it, but I like to make sure. I feel a way about my music the same way I feel about listening to other people's music.
Gotcha. Let me ask you this then. It's not that you're a perfectionist, but you're somewhat of a perfectionist, right? Now, would you say you're in a place now where you know your sound, or you're still learning this, like your sound?
I feel like I'm still learning my sound because I don't like to just do one type of sound.
Okay. So out of all the music you made now to where you're at now, right? Present day, the music that you have, what song you would say was your most uncomfortable song you ever did?
The most uncomfortable song I ever did was this song called Ride For Me.
I like that song.
And I say that because I don't even know how I wrote it.
Really? I actually like that. That's in the one you released in 2020, correct?
Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes.
I don't know how I wrote it, being like, when I was writing it, my mans came and gave me the beat. And he was like, yo, I got this beat and I want you to write to it. I want you to write some fire. And when I started writing it, I was about to write some, you know, regular, got the cars and the... But I don't like writing about stuff like that because that's not me right now. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got all that right now.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I ain't got no money feeling broke. That's how I was feeling at that moment.
Gotcha, gotcha.
And I don't know how all the words and all that, it was just like I said, every line I write, I take my time. With every song, I take my time. With I don't rush no song.
Mm-hmm.
I take my time. It may take days. It might take weeks. I might write the song in 15 seconds. But it always, I got to make sure everything, because the more I go through life, the more the song is going to come to.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? And that song was just on some, it was just coming together, and the way it just came together, and when it was finished, I was like, yo, nah, I don't know where this came from, man.
That's what's up. Because that, I was listening to it today, and I heard it twice, because I was like, I like this track. You understand? That's why I was just like, you know, and then I kept listening to, like, your music, and that's why I mentioned to you, like, I felt your emotions. Like, if you was chilling or you was having a good time, you're making me, like, I'm chilling, having a good time, vibing with you. You know, like, if you're talking about a shorty that, you know, you like, but she was, you know, she dubbed, whatever, you understand? Like, you made me feel that, you know? So, I like the fact that you have that, the essence, you know, of showing the people your emotions in a sense. I love vulnerability when it comes to artists, especially now that I feel like not too many artists when it comes to hip hop, yes or no, but it's like not too many artists are like, they don't want to show people that side. And it's like, bro, that's what makes you an artist. You understand? Like, and I'm saying you as an artist because I don't want to put you just in as a hip hop artist, even though I introduce you as like, yo, OG Jimmy, the hip hop artist. But now the more I'm speaking with you, I know the more you want to expand, you know? So now are you open to like diving into other genres or like?
I love country music. I love any music that like, music is like making love to me. I ain't gonna lie, with my ears.
Okay.
I ain't gonna lie. It's like once a song hit my ears, if it sound good, and I'm talking about good, mm-hmm. I'm gonna gravitate towards it. And it don't matter what it is. I don't care who you are or nothing. Cause my girl be laughing at me when I'm singing the song she be listening to. Cause she be surprised. I'd be like, nah, I bumped that too. It looks sound good.
Yeah. How you feel about with the whole? I forgot who was saying it, but they mentioned how, like, in a sense, New York is last when it comes to the music scene.
Can never be last if we start it. How are we last?
I mean, that's a fact. But compared to where other states are at now, as far as, like, look at ATL.
See, you can't... That's like saying... If you wouldn't... That's like saying, like, all right... The rights that we have now, we wouldn't have if the people in the struggles that they went through before ain't go through those struggles.
Mm-hmm.
So how you gonna say you better than somebody that created the path that you on?
I mean, I get that. I understand that.
So they went, like I look at it like now, like, all right, $1 million now.
Okay.
Was $500,000 back then.
It was.
So it's still the same. And nothing changed. It just kind of.
So you feel like,
the
music industry right now, the music scene, not the industry, music scene right now for up and coming artists is are you in New York? Do you feel like there's opportunities? Do you feel like there's, you know, like there's things to gain as an
definitely,
artist?
Definitely, okay. Definitely. I feel like that when you like the same atmosphere they had coming up when they was first discovering hip hop,
mm-hmm.
It's still there. It's still there when you go through them train stations. It's still there when you walk through them streets, them Harlem streets, them Brooklyn streets,
okay.
Them Queens streets, them Bronx streets. It's still there. You still feel it. You still smell it. You still taste it. It's still there. It ain't never going to go away. That's it. Like, it's like once this hip-hop was created, because hip-hop came from New York.
No, that's a fact.
And everywhere. So, look.
Came from the Bronx, baby.
Hip-hop was born and made in New York, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's a baby. Music, mm-hmm. It's a baby. It grew to a grown adult to be able to say it's all over the world now. You understand what I'm saying? So a part of New York is all over the world now. That's how you got to look at it. You can't never look at it like, yo, yeah, these states is doing better. Nah, New York is always going to be doing better because they are always going to be a part of it because they started it.
I don't feel like it's that the other states are doing better, right? I will say this. I feel that, and listen, I've repped the Bronx to the fullest, but I feel like being that I was able to go to different states, the support is a lot different compared to out here.
You know why? It's because New York is more of like a
we have a egos. Battle. We have an ego.
You understand what I'm saying? Like, when you're in New York, you do gotta fight.
They know you do gotta fight, but it's like I feel like not all. But a lot of people in New York have that crab in a barrel mentality. Where it's like, yo, Jimmy's dope, right? But it's like, you can't be better than me. And it's like, why should it be like that?
I understand, and that's where I got to like understand. It's like when you're growing up, right? And you one of those kids where you like, why do I gotta go outside and fight? Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying? And you realize like everybody gotta have their struggle.
Absolutely, everybody fights.
Without struggle, what's success? So I feel like New York, right? Mm-hmm. For example, right, where how it's set up, where even though like yeah, you do get that feel where it's like it's not a lot of support. Mm-hmm. That make you even go even harder. You see how most New Yorkers, we travel.
Yeah.
That's a part of the grind. You understand what I'm saying? Okay. That's called footwork. That's making you want to go travel. Why you think you going to get known out of them states? Because you putting in that footwork. You started traveling. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that is because you're from New York. You feeling like, all right, you're not getting the support that you need. You're going to go get it. Mm. You understand what I'm saying? And that's what make you a go-getter.
I love what you're telling me. And I'm going to speak as a, you know, like as a content creator out here. Like, yeah, I agree with you. Now, when it comes to, I agree with a lot that you're saying because, yeah, you got to fight. Anything in life, if it's easy, it's not worth it in a sense, right? We already know that concept, you know. I just feel like there's times, not all again, but there's moments. I had a matter of fact, I'm going to give you an example. I had a promoter. He came out here from out of state, did a show out here. And he was just like, yo, bro, like the artists in New York are they feel so entitled. Because again, you see, you have that mindset that you got to put in the footwork. You got to do this, which is dope. And I appreciate stuff like that. But not everybody has that mindset. So it's like, and it's true, like when, I'm not saying that all the artists in New York have this mindset where they feel entitled, but there's a lot of entitlement in New York because they have this mindset where like, I'm from New York, it started out here, that's one, or not, it's like, well, I'm dope, I got bars, I don't need to do this X, Y, and Z, and it's like, that's not how it works. But like you mentioned, you got to put in the footwork. For me, you got to put in that networking. You got to put in that footwork. It's not only just having dope music.
Right.
So now that we're tapping into that, understand, like, when did you fully understand that it's just not solely about having dope music?
I understood that once I said, let me step back from just focusing on putting out music.
Okay.
And let me really study and really pay attention to other things that's going on around the music that's in the background.
Okay.
That people not necessarily paying attention to. Because most things people necessarily pay attention to is a music video, and I got to shoot a music video and I got to go drop the song.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's way more things than that.
Okay.
You got to make sure you got a budget for that song. You gotta make sure you got a budget. You gotta make sure you worry about that beat. People don't necessarily understand that. They think they just go to the studio and record a song to a beat. Yeah. And that's their song. Nah, because if that song do something, if that song do numbers, that do something you want it to do, now you got that producer on your heels. Cause he gonna want his cut. Yeah. So you got to make sure all your paperwork, right? You understand what I'm saying? It's little stuff like that. You got to make sure your music sound right. I don't want the shows and artists look better than how their music sound.
Mm.
You understand what I'm saying? You got to make sure everything is equaled out. You can't just focus on one thing.
So you would say you started understanding this what? Like it's been 2 years, 3 years, like what?
I can say it's been like 3 years.
3 years?
Understanding it, I can say it's been like 3 years trying to really, really focusing on it and getting down to it, I can say about two.
Gotcha. And it's fucking expensive.
Yes. Yeah, especially when you're doing it on your own. You ain't got nobody putting nothing into it because you want to make sure that everything get done because when you got people putting into it, you got to make sure you're moving on their time frame.
Are you looking to get signed or you want to remain independent?
Right now, I don't even know.
Okay. Think about that.
Right now, I don't even know. I really just want to grind. Okay. I want to see where it take, where this music take me.
So what are we expecting in the near future?
In the near future, you expecting a lot of singles dropping and this project that we're working on that's been called OG Story. I've been working on it for a little minute since the pandemic. I've been working on a story called OG Story. And it's almost there, but you know.
So wait, you have a song called OG Story, correct? Mm-hmm. Okay, so what? You're going to make a project, like what, an EP or an album?
An album. And it's going to be called OG Story because I feel like it's telling my story. Because I came up with the last OG. And now I feel like I want to tell y'all why I call myself the last OG.
Why then?
You want me to tell you why now?
Yeah, I
want to
know now. Now you saying like, it. I'm curious now. Like.
I feel all right, when I was 16, right? And I was calling myself OG, right? I was telling people I'm OG, you feel me? One of a big homie, he came to me and he told me, he was like, yo, how you gonna be an OG? And when you're an OG, when you're a big homie, you gotta feed people. Mm-hmm. They like it become your kids. You gotta be able to take care of somebody, you gotta be able to put money in somebody's pockets and stuff like that. And the mindset that I got, I realized the people I have around me, the people that I like to help people. I'm a helper. Mm-hmm. I love to help people. And I love to bring up people. I love to see people moving in the right direction. So I feel like I'm the only person in my age bracket and that I've seen coming up. Because even the older dudes that's right ahead of me, I don't see a lot of them doing the things that I'm doing.
Okay.
That they should be doing. Leading the young the way that they should be led. I see them going down the wrong path. You understand what I'm saying? And I see like I got the passion of a leader. So I feel like if I'm gonna lead somebody, I'm gonna lead them down the way that they're gonna lie. So I don't wanna lead nobody down a dark path, they're gonna die.
Yeah. No, that's what's up. That's you spoken like a leader. I mean, and that's what's up. I like that. I like that. So that's what we're expecting. You're going to show people why you're the OG. That's what's up.
The last OG.
So when are you like, do you have a time frame on when you're releasing this? How many tracks are we expecting?
You're expecting about 25 tracks.
Okay.
And about...
Oh, you're doing like a whole, like a double album type thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you're going to get some heat. You're going to get some heat. Some pain is going to be something there for everybody. And I know everybody be saying that it's going to be something there for everybody. But I mean that. I mean every single person that listens to it is going to be able to relate in some way by one song of another that they listen to.
And when are you planning on releasing this? Do you have it there or you don't know yet?
We don't have an exact date because we're still coming up with certain little details and making sure everything is right. Basically, like music-wise, it's finished. Music-wise.
Oh, the tracks and everything is finished? Oh,
yeah,
okay.
It's just other stuff that need to be done, like promotion-wise and stuff like that. And you know that stuff is expensive when you're doing it on your own.
Yeah.
So that's what makes this stuff not stuff have a...
I definitely look forward to listening to that. I want to know, lastly, when was the last time you did something for the first time? The last time you did something for the first time.
The last time I did something for the first time was I went to a fish restaurant Friday, and I don't eat fish, but I went, like, we had crabs and all that.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, so what, do you remember the name?
I definitely don't remember the name, but I know it was in Long Island.
So it was like, so you had like crab legs and stuff like that?
Yeah, like lobster.
You don't normally eat that? Like, or you never had it before?
I got a stigma against fish.
What?
Since I was a kid, my pops, he took us fishing. He took me and my brothers fishing.
Okay.
And I seen him clean the fish and all that.
Okay.
And ever since then, I've been scared of bones, fish bones. And I'm scared one day if I eat fish, I'm going to choke on a bone. So I don't like no fish.
So no fish, no. But is it just solely fish, or you don't like crabs and
I was fake scared of crabs. I thought they had bones in them too. But then I learned that they don't have no bone in them. They only got the shad. It's only the shad.
So wait, that's the first time you ever been to an actual like seafood restaurant?
Yeah, I never even been to Red Lobster.
You're bugging. I mean, Red Lobster. Yeah, I can see that. I don't blame you for that. But like seafood, bro. Like, wait till you get like learn. Like, did you enjoy it?
Yeah, it was alright. It's good.
Nah, no. What you mean? It was alright, bro. Come on.
It was alright.
It wasn't like delicioso.
Like, see, that's the thing though. A lot of things that I like. I don't, like, I'm weird.
Okay, so what's something that you like?
I like fast food. People don't get that.
Nah, you're bugging.
See, that's what everybody say. I grew up eating real food. You understand what I'm saying? So it's like, I don't know. For some reason, like, look, I grew up eating fruits, right?
Okay.
When I turned, like, 16, mm-hmm. I went to the doctor. They told me I was allergic to all fruit. People don't be believing that. But all jokes aside, I'm allergic to all fresh fruit. And it's because of the...
Wait. Okay. Like, if you eat it, you swell up?
My throat starts to close up because I got allergies. Damn. So the skin of the fruit, the stuff that be on the trees, the I don't know what they call it. Or it's around the skin of the fruit that be on the skin. That stuff messes with me. So it's like, I don't know. I can eat processed fruit, but I can't eat fresh fruit.
That's not even good, bro. Like... You talking to a person who thinks holistically and
yeah, like look, as a kid, crazy. I ain't like peanut butter, right? Okay. As a kid, I ain't like peanut butter, but now I love peanut butter and jelly.
Shit. Okay, but you can't have bananas. I was gonna be like, yo, peanut butter bananas, but
no. Yo, that's crazy. I used to see people do that, take the slice of bananas, yeah. And put them in between the peanut butter and jelly. I used to be like, yo, I want to try that so bad.
I didn't do the peanut butter with jelly. Like I'll do peanut butter and banana. She was banging, but I gotta get like the peanut butter, like the crunchy one. You understand?
See,
like,
nah, I don't like that one. I only like creamy
peanut
butter.
I was liking
butter.
You, Jimmy, until the ending of this shit, bro. Like, nah, you was my guy.
Nah, it's like...
I was like, this is the last OG, but now he's killing
like,
me.
Like, people be like, yo, you fat. How you don't like everything? Like, I'm like, nah, I'm picky. Like, I don't know. Like,
all right, so if you're going to talk about fast food, what's your favorite fast food then?
My favorite fast food. That's
so you're a cheap date, bro.
Huh?
You're a cheap date. Like, I'm not saying you cheat with people. Like if they want to take you out, you understand?
When I
like,
go to restaurants, I dare get a cheeseburger and fries. I
feel like when it comes to, I was just having that conversation with my wife. I was telling her, I was like, yo, bro, to date somebody who's not open-minded with food is such a big turnoff. Like, you know, and I'm saying, you know, like, I mean, you got to, obviously we're in relationships, right? But I was just saying, like, in the past, like, it was such a big turnoff because it's like, you know, you want to, it's like if you're saying with music is so, you love music, you love to hear all types of different music. So I feel like I look at music and food in that concept.
I get what you're saying. I'm like that too.
Unfortunately,
like, I try,
you're allergic to certain shit, you know.
I try different things. Don't get me wrong. Okay. Like, I do weird stuff. I put yogurt in my oatmeal.
Okay.
But people don't get it, though. I make hot oatmeal, and when it's warm, I know people will say, all right, you'll put cold oatmeal in your, you know, sprinkle it in your yogurt. Nah, I take the yogurt after I make the oatmeal and then put the yogurt in the oatmeal, mix it up. I even put yogurt in my Pop-Tart.
That's interesting. You just a weird motherfucker, bro.
Yeah, I eat weird stuff. I like weird stuff.
It's all right, though. You make good music. That's what matters, you know? Nah, but I want to just say, though, and what I want to tell you is I look forward to your project coming up. I definitely want to take a listen to that. Because, again, I was listening to your music recently, like what you have out right now. And like I said, I like your voice. I like your story. And I love the fact that I can feel your music. You know, performance-wise, I told you already how I feel about you performing. I think you're good. You know, you just got to continue being consistent. We already know what it is. In this industry, you just got to be consistent. You got to, you know, scared money makes no money in a sense, you know, and continue just going. So I want to see more of you. I look forward to seeing your success. And, yo, let's make it happen. Where can everybody find your music? Where they can find you? All that good shit.
Everything. You could go to ogjimmy.com. You can find me at. You can find me on Instagram at ogjimmy. You could Google me at ogjimmy. You can go on Facebook, ogjimmy. You can go anywhere in this world and you can look up ogjimmy because I'm the only ogjimmy. There's no other ogjimmy.
There's no other ogjimmy, bro.
For real, there's nobody else called OG Jimmy. I'm the only one. only one. I don't want to see everybody calling themselves OGs this and OGs that. I'm the only OG, the last OG.
Listen, listen. I always want to say shout out to everybody who's been liking, commenting, subscribing. There's no reason why you shouldn't be following the man. All his information will be in the description box below. Just click on it. It's free. Show that support. And he already said it. He's the only OG Jimmy. You understand? So there's no reason why you shouldn't be following him. Again.
That's a fact.
You know? But it's your girl, V. Henneman, The Artistry Show. And we're out, man. Rock out with your cocks out. Jam out with your clam out. You dig?
The Artistry.
Catch us on YouTube, Facebook, or outlets.
Follow us.